أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made a very, very emphatic statement. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. The hisab of mankind is absolutely close. However, man is in ghaflat. Here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about one mode, one way of the hisab that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take. And Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And we will set up al-mawazin, the scales, al-qist of justice. The scales of justice is what we will call the balance, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will place amal, the good and bad amal of each and every individual. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scale is so huge that it will encompass the entire earth and all the seven skies. In one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the scales will be set up, and then an angel, and in another riwayat, this angel will be Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. On the one side of the pan of the scale will be the good deeds of a person. So the ulama have expressed from the different ayats of the Quran, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Man will see whatever he does, حَاضِر, it will be present. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whatever atoms, bit of good a person does, of evil a person does, ذَرَّة, however small it may be, يَرَهُ, man will see it. So on the basis of these ayat and ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever deed a person carries out, that deed will become a tangible object. It will become a tangible material, a tangible item. We say subhanallah, for example, that is not tangible. A person cannot see it, we cannot feel it. But then on the day of qiyamah, all of this will become tangible. And then the good deeds will be placed on one pan, and then the ill deeds will be placed on the other. If the good deeds outweigh the ill deed, then this angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam will congratulate the person and will say that this is success forever and ever. No harm, no difficulty will come upon the person. And Allah forbid, if any individual has ill deeds, that is more than the good deeds, then obviously Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam will say to the person, destruction be upon you, and there will be destruction forever and ever. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that this will be done on the day of qiyamah. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is now the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the best of the creation of Allah, that in the akhirat, on the day of qiyamah, would there be times when you will forget us, the Ahlul Bayt? One is, his call will be ummati, ummati. But here, the close family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he said, O Aisha, there are three occasions when no human will remember nobody else. The one occasion is when the deeds of a person is going to be placed in the pans. At that time, an individual will be only concerned about himself and no one else. The second is when the books of deeds, what we call the Namai Amal, the books of deeds are going to be given out, and until and unless it doesn't come in the right hand, up to that point in time, no person will remember anyone else. It will be nafsi, nafsi. And the third is when a person is on the sirat, what we will call the pul sirat. That time, a person forgets everyone and everything, but he will be concerned about himself. And hence, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, and no soul will be oppressed in the slightest but. Allah Ta'ala knows our deeds. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is aware of the thoughts of our hearts. But this is what is termed as itmamul hujjah. Allah Ta'ala wants to complete the case against us. We will have the books of deeds. Everything is written. The deeds will be there in a way that will be seen, tangible, concrete, and everyone will see it. And hence, in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will complete the case against us. وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. And if the deeds be the equivalence of a mustard seed, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, we will bring that deed. If it's a good deed, a person may have just uttered one word in encouraging somebody else to do good, and to us it is absolutely nothing, but in the eyes of Allah it's a great deed, and it will be brought onto the scales. And similarly, an ill deed, we may think nothing about it, but in the courts of Allah, we understand and we know what is a mustard seed. Even that much will be placed. Zarra, Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Surah Zilzal, even if it is an atom's weight, that will also be brought forth. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, and we are sufficient as reckoners. We are sufficient to take the account of each and every individual. Here, Mufassirin have written that after this now, there will be no hisab. In other words, only Allah will take hisab, and there will be no need for any hisab and any kitab. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala create the situation where our good deeds outweigh our ill deeds, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the decision of Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.